Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we got to circle back to Chicago with good old Mayor Brandon Johnson, who's not doing nothing for definitely Black Americans and also nothing for the other residents of Chicago. Well, we know Chicago is dealing with a migrant crisis that no resident of that city asked for at all. But we know the policies of the Democrat Party is that they would take on the whole world, and you, ladies and gentlemen in Chicago, are going to pay for it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Allegedly not do nothing about it, right? Well, your mayor, Brandon Johnson, wants more money for migrants. Not more money for you, but more money for migrants. Let's go ahead and roll this.
City officials say migrant families will begin moving into this former Catholic school mid-April. The Archdiocese of Chicago is leasing the building to the city for free after it closed last year. This is just one of the latest initiatives, part of Mayor Brandon Johnson's new arrivals mission.
We have a governor, the state of Texas, that is determined to create chaos because of the structure and the direction of my administration. We have avoided that.
The mayor has asked city council for more funding several times the past year to aid in the migrant crisis.
Over the course of these first 11 months, I've gone to the city council multiple times, $51 million, $150 million in my budget for this fiscal year, including $95 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the city of Chicago, you know, this is becoming just extremely sickening. It's sickening to even report on this. It's even more sickening to watch definitely my brothers and sisters constantly being slapped in the face and kicked in the chest by the Democrat Party and definitely Mayor Brandon Johnson. As I said before, this is not a Brandon Johnson problem. This is a Democrat problem. If you go and vote out Brandon Johnson and vote in another Democrat, you're still going to be dealing with the same issue. This is the Democrat Party and what they push. They push everything for everyone else who are not the citizens and are the rightful heirs to those tax dollars. And the people who should get their tax dollars, well, you know, nothing for you. You just have to pay. The Biden administration is the worst administration I've ever seen since I've been alive. I'm going to be honest with you. We've had Democrats, we've had Republicans, and this one is the worst. It is the worst administration I've ever seen. All the way around. I don't see how anybody in their right mind will go and vote for Biden that's pushing these policies while you're dealing with this issue in Chicago. Brandon Johnson don't have a mind of his own. So many of the residents of that city come up to the city council meetings, tell him, hey, stop what you're doing. Hey, we got enough of this already. Hey, we got needs in the city. He don't care. He can care less what any of you say, but none of those migrants voted for him. None of them. Now, let's go to the Archdiocese. They had an open building and all of a sudden now you're going to say, well, hey, we opened it for the migrants. This is the problem. Catholic Church. You mean to tell me that they had homeless people in Chicago who are American citizens that you couldn't open up this building to? So it's okay for the citizens of Chicago, the residents of that city, to be on the street homeless, but you make sure the migrants have a roof over their head. This is crazy. No country in the world would be facilitating this. Every other country would be like, hey, you didn't come here the right way. You got to go. If you're not going to go, then you're going to go to jail because you're violating our laws. And you should be going to jail for violating. Listen, if any American violates the law, they have a thing called the prison industrial complex in this country. They make a lot of money off of people being in prison. Now, we shouldn't be having a prison industrial complex at all. But, you know, these wicked people in this country, you know how they think. But Brandon Johnson, for him to go ask for more money in the millions of dollars. But check this out. Let people in Chicago say, hey, Brandon Johnson, hey, we need reparations for the descendants of slaves. Because since you got all this money, you and Governor Pritzker got all this money for these migrants, well, you clearly you got money for reparations. Oh, no, no, we can't do that. We ain't going to do that. I said, because you are freaking anti-black racist. Yes, even Brandon Johnson could be considered an anti-black racist. Yes, there are black people that are anti-black racist. They hate black people no different than a racist of another community would. Because if you got money for migrants, you got money for reparations, period. And black Americans in Chicago need to start talking about, hey, that same $70 million you asking for, that could be a good start for reparations for black Americans right there, Brandon Johnson, right? Reparations. Listen, when we talk about reparations, they want to tell you sometime, well, you know, it could be education. Are you giving them migrants education? Huh? Well, reparations don't have to be cash now. It could be a voucher, a housing voucher. Are you giving those migrants housing vouchers? You're not giving them any of that stuff you tell us. Everything with them has been cash, cash, cash. Put cash in their hand. Cards in New York, cash. Everything is cash. All of them, for the most part, walk around with cell phones. Brand new cell phones. Because do you know when they come in here, our government gives them a cell phone and say, hey, when your court date comes, we're going to call you so you can be there so we can keep up with you, X, Y, Z. Free phones. Who's paying for their service? Me, you, the taxpayer. My phone right here, I got to pay for it. I have to pay the bill. Why can't I send my bill to the government and they reimburse me for my bill? Since you're paying for theirs, I pay taxes. You pay taxes. This is ridiculous. And then they got the Democrat convention coming to Chicago this year. So Biden could come in there talking about he gonna be the nominee. That, man, look, we know they're waging lawfare on Trump. We know that. They trying their best in New York to get Trump. Boy, they trying their best. But we'll see what happens with that too. We'll see. But, you know, Biden got to get voted out of office, man. Oh, boy. Oh, he got to get voted out. Trust me. Oh, he got to go. He got to go. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is the worst I've ever seen it. This is the worst. I will give Obama at least some credit. Obama did get him out of here. Whether you realize it or not, Obama deported a lot of people. He did. Do the research. Oh, Obama was getting him out of here. But Biden? Oh, no. He was flooding his own. He's flooding his own. And who's going to suffer at the end? American citizens. Brandon Johnson, in my opinion, to be honest with you, I think he's even worse than the super mayor. Now, the super mayor stole a lot of money personally, but at least the super mayor isn't saying bring a bunch of migrants to Dalton and stack the migrants up over there. I'm just saying. I mean, come on, man, this is horrible. This is so horrible. People in Chicago, please wake up. You got to win this next election. Wake up. I'm talking about just with the presidential election. And when it comes to the mayor of the city, yeah, y'all got to run somebody that's going to think about the people of Chicago. Because I think it's, you know, with the situation of migrants, man, it's just no way I can vote for the Democrats. Because that's just, they are anti-American at this point.